98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Bickley and Murata.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware, we do it every Monday. It's our version of the award show, and it's brought to you by Revitalize. Start making changes that will last a lifetime. Call Revitalize, 480-435-3557, or online at fatlossphoenix.com. There's a lot to get into.
Oh, there sure is. There is a lot to get on. And my first award, Vinny, my first award is we really should be blaming the Cardinals GM for this award, and I'm giving it to Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, who has 13 touchdown passes through three games, which is an NFL record, breaking a mark set by Peyton Manning. He's posted passer ratings of 115.5, 154.8, and 127.5 through three games. He hasn't been picked off yet, and his yard per attempt, 10.58, projected over a full season, would be the highest in the Super Bowl era. I bring this up because Steve Keim sat there at number 13 a couple years ago and watched two teams jump over him to draft quarterbacks. Chiefs did it with Patrick Mahomes at 10. The Texans did it with Deshaun Watson at 12. That, to me, might have been the biggest mistake. Now, you might look and go, I'd rather have Josh Rosen, but Patrick Mahomes is a monster.
It may shake out that way, but it's impossible to feel that now. And I don't mean that as an insult to Josh Rosen, but it's impossible to say you'd rather have Josh Rosen than Patrick Mahomes. Now, Patrick Mahomes is in a great spot because he's got an innovative offensive mind. I mean, let's say they did that, all things remaining the same, and Patrick Mahomes in a Mike McCoy offense.
Uh-huh.
What would that look like? I mean, that's two worlds butting heads against each other.
That's a good point.
My first award is the Dumbest Take Maybe Ever Award. I know that's saying something in this day and age where everybody's monitoring everybody else's take. But I have to say, it's a website that I like. I go to every day. The guy in charge of it, Jason McIntyre, does some radio work. He does some television work as well. He's a weekly contributor to Colin Cowherd's radio show. So this came to my attention over the weekend. I guess it happened on Friday's show, and it escaped me then. But after Baker Mayfield came in and ignited Cleveland's first win since 2016, he's a phenomenon. There's no other way to look at it. Can he sustain it? We shall see. But in that moment, infallible young fella. This is what Jason McIntyre chose to rag on when it came to Baker Mayfield on Friday. Listen to this.
I want my one takeaway from Baker, and he was electric last night.
Yeah.
Jets had no tape on him. They weren't ready. Did you see after the game, he runs off the field excited. Yeah. Maybe 5 minutes later, comes out of the locker room to go on the NFL Network set. And he had his phone in his hand.
Really?
That was the number one thing I looked at. I was like, what? When you look at NFL quarterbacks after the game, they don't have their phone. Baker Mayfield's first thought was, man, I got that win. I got to get on social media and see what people are saying about me.
He was texting his mom.
Oh, come on, Joey. Don't defend him.
To frame it like that, I watched this whole game, and that's the one thing I focused on.
They went and grabbed
just
his phone.
Just stop watching. If that's what you're picking, just stop watching.
You're hating.
Are you
that
instructed to come up with a hot take that you have to come up with something that lame? I'm not a Browns fan. I marveled at what Baker Mayfield did. It was an unbelievable thing. He lifted a franchise to a win, something they've been completely incapable of getting just one of. And you focused on the fact that he's got his phone with him. Look around, dummy. Everybody's got their phone in their hands 24 hours a day.
What are you talking about?
The regular guys on that set probably had their phones in their hand. And they're not 23 years old. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
Tell Jason that we already have one Skip Bayless and that is enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The one thing I took away from watching Skip Bayless's show is, wow, I want to be just like him. No, says nobody. Ever.
The Send Them Some Advil Award, Vinny, goes to the television networks, the partners with the NFL, who doubled down and went in very hard on Jimmy Garoppolo. Week 6 at Green Bay, 49ers, Monday Night Football. Week 7, 49ers at Rams, Sunday Night Football. Week 8 at Arizona, Fox. Week 9, Oakland, Thursday Night Football. Week 10, Giants, Monday Night Football. Four primetime matchups for the 49ers over a five-game stretch, and now Jimmy Garoppolo is gone for the year.
That's
oops. Oops.
And did you, maybe the most harsh comments on that? Did you see Justin Houston of Kansas City?
No.
Said it was Jimmy Garoppolo's fault. He was like, just be smart and get out of bounds. It was a couple of inches. You're not going to make that big of a difference.
Ugh.
And you know what?
He's right.
He might be at the heart of it, as cruel as it is, especially after the game, falls into the too soon category.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He might be right. The Quick Healers Award, I'm giving it to the Buffalo Bills, who not only just destroyed the Minnesota Vikings yesterday in one of the big surprises in recent NFL history, they have outscored their opponents 41-9 since Vontae Davis retired at halftime. That guy might have been a problem. I wonder why they were so upset he quit on him, Bick. They're better without him.
That's good. I like that. We got time to keep going?
Yeah, one more each, real quick.
Okay, the Welcome Back Award, I've got to give it to Tiger Woods, who was absolutely riveting television for those who watched. I don't know if you saw this, but somebody did a poll. What are you going to watch, NFL Sunday or Tiger Woods? It was a national Twitter poll. With a lot of respondents, it was 50% Tiger, 48% NFL. It shows you Tiger's pull. And if you saw the scene with the galleries following him up 18, it was unbelievable. Props to you, Tiger. You are back, and you're actually likable this time. All of his failures as a human being are going to make him likable the second time around.
He could start.
You don't like anything.
He could start winning again, so
you
he can become
like
unlikable. That's his goal. I want to start winning again, so I can be unlikable again. This sucking up to the media and being approachable really not working for me. My last award is the "Can We Kick This Guy Out" award, and of course, my anger on this has to do with a loss in fantasy football. And you mentioned it earlier. Doug Franz has played every week with Le'Veon Bell in his starting lineup. You show up on a work night, you got to get up early. You drive all the way across town to partake in the draft, and you can't be bothered to log in and put somebody who's actually, I don't
playing.
Know, on a team
somebody.
In your starting lineup. I think he's got two wins using this strategy.
He beat me. He rallied to beat me.
You know what? I'm giving us the We Suck Award.
No, I the Fruit Bats got their first win yesterday. 84, I think, to 83.1. It must be... That's going to be the grossest fantasy football combined score I've ever seen in my life.
A win is a win. Take the ugly wins, Bick. That's a hardware. We do it every Monday.